Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Golf and a concert. We are trying to hook you up with tickets to go to the American Express at PGA West. This is happening next year. Old Dominion is going to be out there doing the after golf concert. Going to be a fun afternoon. We are playing 4 to Score. Don't spit out your breakfast, Anthony.
I have a mouthful of food.
Horrible timing.
Good morning, K Frog. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Joey from Redlands.
Hey, Joey. All right. Did you hear our category in 4 to Score?
Yes, I did. I need to name you 4 things I have stashed in my golf bag.
All right, Joey. You got, we'll give you 4 seconds to name 4 things. Clock starts now. Go.
Golf balls, cheese, beer, and a golf club.
Beer was number 3. I'm surprised by that. And only a golf club?
You got to have beer stashed in your bag to play golf.
That is true. It's almost as important as the clubs.
How do you keep it cool in your bag?
Correct. Some golf bags have a built-in pocket. It's for, like, wet clothes or when you play in the rain. And so it's lined with a pocket. So you just put ice and you put beer in that same pocket, and it works as a cooler.
Little insulated pocket. Joey knows what he's doing on the course.
Joey's a professional.
You got it.
Well, Joey, we are going to send you out to the American Express at PGOS Tour. Next year, Old Dominion is going to be out there performing after the golf.
I can't wait. I've seen them once before. It's going to be an awesome time. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You amateur. You don't know about the secret cooler in the golf bag?
The innovators like that that make America great.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Birthday parties are dangerous. I thought my husband was going to die over the weekend because Colt had his little 6th birthday party. So he had some of his friends over. We got the pinata and, you know, I'm telling Art, hey, can you go, you know, put it up in the tree, get it ready before it gets dark. Yeah. I'll take care of it. Meanwhile, he is out socializing with some of the other parents. Had a couple cold ones.
Oh, boy.
And then he breaks out the ladder. And I'm like, oh, gosh, this is going to go so bad. So there's my husband, a couple Coors Lights deep, in his flip-flops, climbing the ladder in the tree. And he's, I mean, my husband's tall, but he still can't get the branch that he's trying to throw the rope over.
Sure.
So he's yelling at me, give me the rake. Hand me the shovel. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And in my head, I'm playing out the scenario. I'm like, if he falls, do I try and catch him? Because he's going to crush me. I'm not catching him. Or do I just kind of like, whoop, out of the way and let him fall?
Oopsie.
Yeah. And in my head, this is how bad it was. Like, I'm seriously playing it out. I'm like, the ring camera's going to catch it all. So I'm either going to look like a really good wife that's hurt or a really bad wife. So luckily, he came down from the tree, went inside, put jeans and boots on, and then enlisted the help of some other guys, and we were able to get the pinata. But I was like, this pinata is going to take out my husband right now.
So he was just doing dad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing back a couple beers, getting on the ladder, improvising with some gardening tools.
Yeah. And he's on the ladder, like, the top where it says, like, do not stand on this.
Stop it.
Yeah. To get to the branch of the tree. It was a whole thing. And then insult to injury. He finally gets it set up. Him and my brother get it set up. It's hanging. Colt comes up. And I gave him the wiffle ball back because I was like, you know, we got to last throughout all the kids. Colt takes a big old swing at it. And the pinata breaks and it falls off of the rope.
On the first swing?
Yes. So we ended up just letting the kids hit the pinata on the ground. It was so bad. Also, whoever came up with pinatas, they're geniuses. I'm like, with all the Amazon boxes I have at my house, I could make a pinata.
I was just going to say, why didn't you?
Because I'm pretty sure my baseball would end up looking like a football. I'm not that crafty.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Wedding season in full effect. Could you imagine getting an invitation to going to a wedding only to find out it's not only an invitation, it's also a request for money? Sometimes I just love going through Reddit to find the random conversations. And there's a whole wedding forum on Reddit. And this person was complaining that she got invited to a wedding. And at this wedding, it was at a big house that was like an Airbnb that they rented. So not only did they invite you to the wedding, then they asked for you to stay in this giant house, but it was going to cost you $1,200.
I would say peace out.
Right?
Tell me about it when it's over, because that should have been brought up to me. It should have been on the invitation before I was going. Had I known that, I would have sent a gift and not showed up.
Well, and according to this person who wrote this this thread on Reddit, she was saying that when she pretty much told the bride that, like, look, it's a little out of our budget, and honestly, we can't stay for an entire week because we have work, that the bride kind of got upset with her and was like, well, this is my big day. You don't want to be there for it? No, a big day, not a big week. Like, you just planned our family vacation for us.
Such a red flag. How, like, in what universe is that okay?
And why do you want to stay with a whole bunch of people on your wedding week?
Absolutely not. Yeah. You should want to be with the person you just married.
Right?
By yourselves.
Not waking up having coffee with Uncle Joe.
Enjoying your time together. It's as it is already. I don't like staying in houses with other people. Like, if we go on vacation, like, I want to have our own space.
Mm-hmm.
We can all hang out, you know, the whole day in a house or something, but by the time it's time to go to bed, see ya, I'm zipping over to where my place is.
Well, and I will give it to couples who are wedding planning, because weddings are expensive. The average wedding in the U.S. is $36,000. So I get trying to make it affordable, trying to find ways to cut costs, but being like, hey, we're all going to bunk up together, maybe not the right approach.
That was the average cost
of
a wedding?
$36,000 in the U.S.
I know that nobody's asking for my advice right now, but for the couples that may have just gotten engaged and you're planning your wedding, let me tell you this. Don't start your relationship by being in debt.
100%.
Save the money. Have a smaller wedding. Trust both of us. It is over in a flash. You're not going to remember half of it. Not because of alcohol, but because of how fast it goes and because of how many times you're being pulled into different directions for photos or toasts or dances or whatever it may be. Keep it simple, cheap. I'm not saying skimp out on it. Don't have, you know, still have a nice wedding, but you don't need to break the bank.
Realistically, what you're doing is you are throwing a giant party for everyone else.
For other people.
When,
bingo.
Yeah, when Art and I got married, I didn't even see everybody at our wedding. Yeah.
We probably didn't either. We had a really big, cool donut dessert table that we didn't even get to touch.
No donuts for Anthony?
I'm still upset.
I can tell. You did go to a wedding over the weekend, and there was a rumor that you might have got a tattoo.
I heard about that rumor, yeah.
Are you going to reveal whether it happened or not?
I will. Give me a few minutes.
Okay. After 7 o'clock on K-Frog. Did you wear long sleeves on purpose? Are you trying to cover up your tattoo? Did you do it?
Just a little chilly outside right now. So we went to a wedding on Friday night, and rumor had it there was going to be a tattoo artist there.
Yes.
For weeks, I was trying to figure out, am I going to get my first tattoo? My wife said that she wanted to do a couples one, get something for our anniversary. And I was like, oh, is that cool enough? I don't know.
Sorry, honey, you're not cool enough.
So I was trying to muster up the courage and come wedding day. I said, you know what? I'm going to get one. I think I'm going to get one. So we get there. We get to the wedding. I'm like, okay. We do the whole ceremony and everything. I don't see a tattoo artist. We go to cocktail hour. I don't see a tattoo artist.
No.
Get up to the reception. Not a single tattoo artist in sight. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they realized.
Who'd you hear it from? That there was going to be
a tattoo? The bride herself.
Oh.
During the planning stages, oh yeah, we're gonna have a tattoo artist and a palm reader, which you and I the day of we learned how to read palms, so we'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
and
if they didn't show, I could have stepped in. You know,
you could easily do it. So no, there was no tattoo artist to be seen. Does that mean I'm gonna leave here today and go get one? Probably not. It was just the convenience of possibly having one there.
Well, what if I got a tattoo artist to come in the studio?
Hang on.
No?
We need to discuss things like that before we turn the microphones on, Kel.
No, I mean, you said it was a convenience thing. I could make it convenient.
Let me think.
I'll wear a white dress, too. It'll be like you're at a wedding.
I thought you were going to say, how about I tattoo you? The palm reading is enough.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Anthony's out here trying to be a hero for the Stagecoach Sneaky Sound.
Putting my job on the line for you.
But hopefully you can win 3-day passes to the festival next year. Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Abel Silva calling from Beaumont.
Did you hear the Stagecoach Sneaky Sound?
Yeah.
All right, we need your best guess. What do you think it is? And be very specific.
Is it when you guys put your headphones on and you put it into the jack?
So just to be clear here.
When you guys plug in your headphones into the like the jacks. So the female going into the male going into the female.
You are very specific, Abel.
I don't think that could have been any more descriptive. Plugging in the headphone jack, Abel. I can't believe I'm about to say this. You are correct. You're going to stage five.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. My daughter's freaking out. This is the first time I heard it, too. She just woke me up and said, Dad, what do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, did you know it, or did Anthony's hint try and, like, steer you in the right direction?
Anthony's hint steered me in that direction, and I was like, you know what? Is it a for your headphone set to jack? My daughter looked at me and was like, and I'm like, okay, let's just try it if I get through.
Wow, well, you got through. You got it right. And now you are going to Stagecoach 2026.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Who's your daughter that woke you up early?
Madison Silva.
Way to go, Madison. That was well done. I could be out of work by this afternoon, given that hint, but I'm glad you guys got the tickets.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You made our day.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, hang on 1 second. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
He said, thank you. I don't care if you lose your job.
Hey, man of the people trying to make it happen. But that was so great. I'm glad they're going. I didn't think that sound was ever going to end.
I know. That was a really tough one. There is going to be a brand new sound now for the Stagecoach Sneaky Sound. That'll kick off at 1:30 with Katie on K-Frog.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again. But if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.